En estas elecciones haz que tu voz cuente. Lleva a tus familiares y amigos a las urnas para que también voten. Tu voto cuenta. No permitas que otros decidan por ti. Las urnas permanecerán abiertas hasta las 8 de la noche. Por favor, no olvides llevar tu identificación a las urnas, porque tu voto cuenta, porque tu voto es tu voz. Vota.
I accept your nomination.
I am Joe Shikachi, Speaker of the Rhode Island House. We are the smallest state, but we have the biggest ideas. Home to the nation's first wind farm and historic act on climate, we continue leading the way on sustainability and housing. The deep blue ocean state is proud to cast one vote present and 34 ballots for the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris! Yeah!
Welcome back. My name is Larry Warner from United Way of Rhode Island again, and I'm glad to be joined by Mayor Bob DeSilva, Mayor of East Providence, and Jim Vincent, and look forward to our conversation this segment. Mayor DeSilva, tell us how things are going in East Providence.
Things are going great, Larry. Thank you for having us on the show. We're seeing a good rebound. You know, there was a lot of concern, of course, and a lot of angst that we had to deal with during the initial bridge closure. But once the third lane opened up, now you start to see more people visiting our local businesses. And I've spoken to many of the local restaurant owners and businesses in the community, and we see a dramatic change. I think people are becoming accustomed to dealing with or adjusting travel, but things are doing well. We actually checked the meals tax data, and it looks like the restaurants are doing so well that the meals tax have actually increased significantly over the same period 1 or 2 years ago. So it seems like people are really coming out and supporting our local restaurants, our small businesses, looking to give them an extra boost.
That's awesome. This is your second term in office now?
It is. I'm in my sixth year now.
Okay.
We have 4 year terms. We've got a lot of great things happening in the city. We're looking at building a community center for our community. Mm-hmm. Working with Governor McKee, we were able to get approximately $10 million towards that effort. We've got a lot of great little things happening. We're making a lot of infrastructure improvements, road repairs, putting a lot of money into our public parks. So we see a lot of positive things happening there.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you so much. Mayor, great being on with you and Larry. And as you know, I used to live in East Providence in Riverside, and I spent 9 years as the housing coordinator for the city of East Providence back in the 90s. So housing is near and dear to my heart. What's going on in terms of housing? Because you know we're in a crisis, and a lot of people have been priced out, especially young people trying to start their family, buy a first home. How is the city of East Providence helping with the housing issue?
Well, you know, housing is an issue nationwide, and East Providence is not immune to that. But what we've been able to do is we've changed zoning to allow for people who want to come in and develop affordable housing to make it a financially feasible project. So we have partnered with One Neighborhood Builders to build an incredible development on Taunton Avenue, a former Johnson & Wales housing facility that has been abandoned for quite some time is going to get rehabbed and rebuilt. We've got numerous projects going on throughout the city where we're seeing affordable housing being brought back into the city. So one of the things we're also working that we want to take to the planning board and to the city council is have some inclusionary zoning where people will be getting benefits. If you're building a 20-unit facility, 15% of it has to be affordable housing. So then we're working on that now.
So piggybacking on the housing discussion, I was there for one of the big announcement over the past year with One Neighborhood Builders, and I'm really impressed by the thoughtful approach that you're taking, you and the city council, to address the housing crisis. What are some things, insights that you might share with other municipal leaders to help tackle the housing issue and how we can remove barriers to housing construction and other things?
One of the things we did is when a developer comes in, whether it's affordable housing or market rate, it needs to make financial sense for them. And one of the things that, believe it or not, that hampers affordable housing is parking requirements. Mm-hmm. We've become, over the decades, we've become very automobile-centric, and it's all about the parking. And when you've got rules in place that say, hey, I need two parking spots for every two bedrooms or whatever the rules may be, it restricts what they can do on the land. So one of the things we did is we create overlay districts in certain commercial zones. And those overlay districts allow flexibility, less parking requirements, more mixed use being allowed. So if I want to put a commercial component on the first floor, I can do that with residential above. So that gives the developer the flexibility and the ability to also make it financially feasible. The other thing we have is we have an ordinance that allows a tax stabilization of 5 years. So the tax stabilization does help. And that's not a big hit on the community, because if the property right now is valued at $100,000 as is in this current condition, and I've got somebody who's going to come in and invest $10 million, we're phasing in, instead of hitting him all at once with a full tax bill, we're phasing in over 5 years. We can go up to 10 years, but we need council approval on that. So it's those little things help to get things done.
Okay. Before we wrap this segment with Mayor DeSilva, Jim, do you have a last question?
Well, you know, I think we want to thank you for coming on. You certainly have done a great job in East Providence, and we want to make sure that, you know, the public knows all the good works that you're doing in your office and your staff. So thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks so much, Mayor DeSilva, Jim Vincent.
LPR, porque tu voz es tu voto. No hay pretexto. Si quieres un cambio, tienes que votar. LPR te recuerda votar en estas elecciones primarias de Rhode Island. Haz que tu voz cuente. Acude hoy a las urnas y vota.